Hi, I am Dr. Dick Needleman, health reporter for 103.3 Asheville FM, with a Healthy Asheville Health Tidbit for this week. In more local news, water service continues to expand to more than 90% of the system, according to Asheville Water Resources spokesperson Clay Chandler at the October 18th Buncombe County Helene Recovery Briefing. Pressure will return to low-lying areas first. After tanks fill and water lines are purged of air, pump stations will activate and deliver service to higher elevations. Service restoration will continue to move generally westward. A boil water notice remains in effect for everyone on the system, including those served by Mills River. This was done out of abundance of caution. The practical effect for all customers remains the same. Any water intended for consumption, like drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth, should be vigorously boiled for at least 1 minute before using. Running water is not safe to drink from the tap. Water from the tap is safe for hand washing, unless hands are being cleaned for food preparation. Showering, but must not swallow water while showering. Laundry and flushing toilets. The water is safe for washing dishes if a dishwasher's temperature reaches a minimum of 170 degrees. What you should do before water service returns. Flip off the breaker to your water heater. Turn off water to your water heater. Turn off hot water under your sinks. Remove aerator. It typically unscrews on faucets. Turn off the ice maker. Turn off water to your whole house filter if you have one. What you are to do when your water service returns. Flush your home plumbing by running bathtub's cold water faucet for at least 15 minutes. Your water heater may be turned back on once your home's plumbing has been flushed. It is safe to flush your toilet after completing steps 1 and 2. This has been Dr. Dick Needleman with a Healthy Asheville Health Tidbit. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org. Today's health tidbit is posted on our website at www.ashevillefm.org.